Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Remember, they're college kids still, though, right? So you got a big thing going down on campus this weekend. Badger football welcoming the Crimson Tide. You going to the Alabama game on Saturday, though? I mean, can you put this behind
you? Of course. I'm not sure what I'll wear yet because I don't have my clothes, but I'll be there.
That's awesome, right?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Update to a story we first told you about Thursday here on Wisconsin's Morning News. Six UW-Madison students sent running from their off-campus house early Wednesday morning.
I woke up to my roommates like yelling, get out, there's a fire. So then we all ran out the door. And it was a hard thing to process like as I was waking up. But when we got outside, we kind of realized the severity of the situation.
That is Carly Lehman. She and three of her roommates are from our area, three from Franklin, another from Muskego. Now, all the ladies got out safely, but they lost pretty much all their stuff.
All the bedrooms are in the same state due to the smoke damage to all of our things. We weren't able to take much from the house.
So here's the update this morning on two fronts. Police have arrested a, quote, person of interest. I don't know why they're not calling him a suspect, but he's being called officially by Madison police a person of interest. Guy whose picture that they were circulating. In fact, it was included in our web coverage as well, and folks texted to see that picture. And they say they got tips from the public that helped them track this guy down. He's accused of starting two dumpster fires nearby as well as setting fire to the home. No formal charges of yet, but sounds like police think they got their guy. Additionally, the ladies, as we told you, set up a GoFundMe page on their own, just trying to raise money, trying to do what they can to get back on their feet as they work to replace all their stuff. I can report to you this morning, and I'm sure some of this came from our listeners here. People have contributed nearly $20,000 to the Young Badgers to get them the help they need to replace all of their belongings. When we last spoke with Carly, she said they were close to locking in a new place to stay for the school year. So that's good. Trying to get back to class and move forward, put this thing behind him. Remember, they're college kids still, though, right? So he got a big thing going down on campus this weekend. Badger football welcoming the Crimson Tide. You going to the Alabama game on Saturday, though? I mean, can you put this behind
you? Of course. I'm not sure what I'll wear yet because I don't have my clothes, but I'll be there.
That's awesome, right? I'm sure somebody can get her some of those
The overalls.
Badger overalls. You were thinking the same thing I was. Somebody's got a spare set of overalls that they can wear. But that's all good news. You can text FIRE to 855-616-1620 for more information on this story and their continuing fundraising efforts. It's 7:15. Sports coming up next. That's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Live in stereo with my main man, Jackson Chip.
Brewers rookie phenom Jackson Churio making history Thursday night.
Pitch to Churio, fly ball right field. Back goes Yastrzemski, staring and gone! Jackson Churio, liftoff, a two-run home run, and he's 20-20 at the age of 20.
A two-run shot put the Brewers up 3-0 in the eighth as the crew shut out the Giants. Still don't know who that is. Screaming in the background of that call. We thought maybe it's Kent Sommerfeld.
Staring and gone!
It's Dillard. Kind of unprofessional of him, don't you think?
Right? Hey, Dillard. Hey, Maurer. Turn the mic off.
You had to be pretty close to the box to pick that up.
Frankie Montas gets the win, throwing six shutout. He's now 7-10. Devin Williams, his 11th save, but all the talk is about number 11.
Oh, Jackson.
Yes, 20 home runs, 20 steals, just 20 years old, Murph.
It's just an incredible story. You know, I feel privileged to be part of it, to be honest with you. You know, it's like, you know, and he's an amazing kid, which makes it beautiful to be around him. And then to just see the way he just stays after it. You know, he hadn't had the best series in the world necessarily, but just to see him stay after it and come up big like he does. And there's no moment too big for him.
And with the win, the magic number to clinch the NL Central.
7.
Thank you, Greg. It remains 3 games back, though, the Brewers do of the Dodgers for that elusive 2 seed. Brewers and Diamondbacks starting tonight right here on WDTMJ.
Packers days away from playing the Colts at Lambeau Field. Barring the unforeseen, it will be newly acquired backup quarterback Malik Willis getting the start. And the scouting report we've gotten on this kid, not great.
When I was talking to folks around the Tennessee program, he's a great kid. Well-meaning and polite. Soft-spoken. Hard
I'm
to
not
hear.
Interested in any of those 100%. Things right now.
But have you ever?
Said.
Are you familiar with the compliment sandwich?
Yes, right. Yes. However, ESPN's Jen Latta with us on Wisconsin's Morning News earlier this week. I had a guy I worked with a long time at TMJ4. He's a photographer. Passed away years ago. His name is Michael Green. And he would always say...
I remember him.
Yeah, you remember Michael. Yeah. And one of his things was, if you talk about somebody who wasn't good at their job or whatever, you know, people would say, you know, he's really nice, really good guy. He just, you know, and he would say, I know a lot of nice people, Vinny. That doesn't mean they know how to, in his case, shoot a lick of video. I know a lot of nice people. I'm glad
nice
this.
People.
I'm glad Malik is real nice. But, yeah, sounds like he has some issues in terms of how he runs the offense. So we'll see. Hope the defense under new coordinator Jeff Hatley looks pretty special on Sunday.
Speaking of issues, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, man, struggling now after another concussion, his third concussion on Thursday Night Football in as many seasons. Really wondering what's going to happen now with the future of him this year and for his career. A lot of people saying that he needs to hang it up after another concussion. The Bills would roll the Dolphins last night, 31-10.
The unranked Wisconsin Badgers welcome the number 4 team in the land, the Alabama Crimson Tide, to Camp Randall on Saturday. Really hard to find if you surf around looking for any of the pundits to give Wisconsin more than maybe the slightest chance in this one.
Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback there at Wisconsin, simply has to have the game of his life.
Oh, you know about national championships? How many you won?
Well, I mean, technically we don't have any yet, but I mean, we
have 18, in case you're wondering. Wow. We've been busy. What y'all been doing up here? Making cheese? Y'all gonna wear them cheese hats at the game?
So when I look at Alabama going up to Wisconsin, they should win this game. Tyler Van Dyke, don't trust him. And Wisconsin's offense is still pretty bad.
It's a blowout.
I think it's a blowout.
Okay.
Come
you
on.
You want any more? I got
no,
more. Right?
No.
I will say this, as Dr. I was
World.
Looking around and investigating this, there are a handful of national pundits. You know, Alabama is 2-0, but they're saying it's been an ugly 2-0, like not very Alabama-like. They haven't been dominant, which they look for in those early games when they're playing lesser competition. So Alabama struggling a little bit by Alabama standards. Does that give you a little bit of...
Yeah, punch them in the mouth. Here we go.
Could, but you're going to have to get on top of them in a hurry. Would be the upset of all upsets if Bucky pulls this thing off. 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. A couple of school safety stories for you this morning with fortunately good news from both, but also concerning as these events are disruptive and they can be frightening. One of them was a mistake, and then one was a deliberate act with kind of sort of bizarro intentions. Let's do that first. Had the story in the news. Brookfield Elementary School saw two major police responses last spring. It was in April. Police were called to the school due to a threat in one of the incidents. They evacuated the school while they went in and cleared the building, made sure that there was nothing to be worried about. And then another came just over a week later. All of these months later, Brookfield police have now completed their investigation and determined this situation originated overseas. You want to know what took so long to figure out what happened? Who called in these pranks as they ultimately ended up being? Well, they had to do a lot of police work here. The language from authorities is that a, quote, threat actor from Europe was the initial source. Apparently corrupted a young person in online chats here in the States on the social platform called Discord. Discord's like a way for people to communicate or they can post things. Wasn't our airman down there who... stole classified documents,
yes.
Posting them to Discord.
Yep. Discord is often seems to be where some trouble finds itself.
Yeah, right. There's some poison in the water there
yes.
on Discord. Nonetheless, this is how this European engaged with someone here in the States, a minor.
Manipulated the
and
kid
then,
somehow.
Yeah, convinced the kid to make these threats resulting in a SWAT response, which is why these things are called SWATting. It was fake. It was all fake. They apparently have found the young person here in the U.S. saying simply, the minor is not from the area and has no known ties to the school. And apparently they're not going to pursue charges. I guess people can debate whether or not they should or shouldn't. But either way, most importantly, there never was a threat. There
right,
is not a
right.
threat from this
yep.
particular incident. The other situation was, for a moment, super scary. Fond du Lac police called to Evans Elementary School. Report of a man in black clothes, bandana on his head, carrying a long gun strapped across his shoulder. Not just around the school, but entered the school building. So somebody freaked out, called police. Fond EPD, Fond du Lac Sheriff's Office responded. School's on lockdown, and they found the guy. From the Fond du Lac police report, turned out that the male was carrying a longer umbrella.
Yes.
And had a single strap pouch style bag around his shoulder, which was mistaken by the citizen as a weapon. There was no threat to school safety today.
That's okay, though. It's all right. If you see something, you say something, right?
In fact, unlike the earlier incident, which we detailed, police are entirely fine with this. Here's the chief of police in Fond du Lac. I commend this citizen for immediately reporting the perceived threat and the Fond du Lac School District for initiating their protocols, which allowed the police department to respond, investigate, and determine that the school was safe for everyone. So it wasn't a prank. It was a mistake. And what the chief is saying is, yeah, we'd rather have someone make a mistake than not report something that could have prevented us from getting there sooner.
Right.
And being able to mitigate a threat where it is real. But it's not just a shoulder shrug either, though. I mean, those students then, that staff at that school went through something that
day. You're right. That will affect them in some way.
But again, one was a deliberate act, and this other one here in Fond du Lac appears simply to have been a mistake. Sadly, what our kids and what our teachers and school officials are dealing with in the current environment. We've got Brewers 360 today. Brewers Senior Vice President Rick Schlesinger joins us at 7:45.
An update to a story that we were following earlier this week about this missing diver. Remember the story off the coast of in Lake Michigan there near Kenosha County? Was searching the SS Wisconsin, which is a sunken ship, and the 72-year-old went missing. Well, they did find the diver's body and have recovered. Patrick Kelly is his name. But what happened during this incident is one of the boats that the rescue crews were using took on water.
Said they were taking on water and rapidly losing power.
That's the town of Paris Fire Chief Colin Hennessy. They're talking to TMJ4 News. It sank. There's eight people on that boat.
The rescue boat went down?
Yes. The rescue boat is now sitting at the bottom of Lake Michigan. It took on all this water. They're still trying to figure this out. This is a 26-foot-long boat, 8 feet wide. They check these boats all the time. They run maintenance on these all the time. Now, one thought was, well, maybe the plug wasn't in, because if anyone's ever launched a boat and
that's right, like first the thing first you check
the plug, make sure the plug's in. Hey, and Hennessy, he says there's no way that was it.
That boat was out floating for a very long time. So the idea of it being a plug, we truly don't believe it is that. But what actually caused it is under investigation.
Yeah. So they're just trying to figure out how it could have been out there all this time, went back to shore to, you know, collect some things and get some different people, went back out there and then sank quickly. There's pictures of it just taken on water and now it's gone. Now the alderman there, Kenosha Alderman Rocco Lamacchia, is telling the TMJ4 news crew, like, well, got to figure out something here.
I know accidents do happen, but this isn't a very expensive accident.
Yeah. Boats aren't cheap. And that one, by the way, recovering it from the water is also going to be fairly expensive. As of now, though, of course, the more important story is the 72-year-old scuba diver who is recovered, still looking to investigate exactly what happened there and what led to his death as he was exploring that site.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 here on WTMJ. At 7:42 on this Friday morning, a memorial to Bayview native and Vietnam War hero Lance Saijon is in desperate need of repair.
In 1967, after his plane crashed in the jungle, severely injured Lance Saijon evaded capture for 6 weeks. Janine Saijon is his sister.
For 46 days, Lance crawled through the jungle. No food, no water.
Saijon was tortured, died a prisoner of war, and was awarded the Medal of Honor. Saijon Plaza, with a replica of his fighter jet, was created at the Milwaukee Airport. Now the plane's in desperate need of repair. Dan Buttrey runs the War Memorial Center.
We really have to do better at making sure that this looks presentable and honorable to keep the legacy and the story of Lance alive.
John Merkier, WTMJ News.
You can't miss it. It's that fighter jet that's right at the entranceway to the drop-off pickup area at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. It used to be further south on the airport grounds, I think, right? And it was moved to this more prominent spot, but now it needs your help to remain the memorial that it should be. Part of Saijon's legacy is that replica fighter jet, and it needs to be painted and repaired. That's going to cost about $50,000. And if you'd like to contribute to help restore our hero's plane and his legacy, please, you can text the word Lance to 855-616-1620. That's Lance to 855-616-1620.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
How about those Milwaukee Brewers? The buzz is back with a nice shutout win. 3-0 is the final over the Giants, but everybody's talking about number 11.
Pitch to Churio, fly ball right field. Back goes Yastrzemski, staring and gone! Jackson Churio, liftoff, a two-run home run. And he's 20-20 at the age of 20.
Churio making history, going 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, and just 20 years old. How about that? So, more importantly, is that the Brewers won the game. Magic number is now
7.
All right, and the big weekend series against the Diamondbacks starts tonight.
Fourth-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide at Camp Randall Stadium, 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. And the Packers and Colts, noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, on the line with us this morning. Morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Okay, let's just start with this much-needed series win. Would like to get another in Arizona here before the crew heads home for this widely anticipated series against one of the teams we're chasing for a top spot in the playoffs, Philadelphia.
Yeah, big series. And, you know, at this point of the year, they're all big series. We only have 10 home games left in the regular season. So the season is rapidly coming to a conclusion in the first part, and hopefully there is a long run in the second part. So, yeah, we're certainly trying to chase the Phillies, Dodgers. We're certainly aware that we haven't clinched anything yet. So as Murph says, you know, win tonight. So that's sort of what the mentality
plan
is.
Focus on that,
on the
Rick,
game at hand.
Yeah, in terms of tickets for the postseason, which barring the unforeseen is coming our way, and I'm with you, and I'm superstitious, and we don't want to say we haven't clinched anything yet, but typically those do go on sale, you know, ahead of the conclusion, obviously, of the regular season. So do you have a plan yet for when those might be available?
Yeah, we're going to make an announcement. I would tell people to be ready at the end of the next week, and we're going to do some fun things to drum up some interest in the games. And, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, you're selling tickets. You don't know exactly who you're playing or when you're playing, but, you know, postseason tickets are always fun, and it's always great when we make the announcement and you see the rush for people to buy. So, yeah, we'll have further announcements next week. And we have big plans for the postseason for sure.
Rick, I know it's been a while since we've seen him out in the public, but it was sorry to hear that Hank, the ballpark pup, had passed on.
Yeah, you know, everybody who has a pet knows the pets are family. And, you know, Hank was part of the Bruce family for 10 years. And he had his celebrity, and then he was allowed to be a family pet. And, yeah, his health had deteriorated. And, you know, sorry to see him go. But, yeah, he was very special. And, you know, we're getting a lot of emails and people are, you know, very sad. And, you know, the pets, their only problem, their only fault is they don't last long enough.
Right.
You know, they don't live long enough. So, but he was great and we'll miss him.
And that we never did really find out where he came from, right? He was just a stray there in Arizona that showed up at the complex.
Yeah, we actually tried in Phoenix to find his original owners, and nobody stepped up. And Hank said, hey, it's time for me to, you know, move to Milwaukee. And you just, you know, it's hard to look at that face and say no. So I remember bringing him on the plane back from spring training, and the crowd at the airport was, you know, just incredible. And it was great to have him around, and he was such a fun, loving pet that you know, you just knew at some point that he wasn't going to be around forever, but he gave us a lot of joy for a long time.
Talking with Brewers' Rick Schlesinger this morning, looking ahead to the weekend, next weekend, Rick, you have Hispanic Heritage Day, which has only gotten bigger over the years as the team has really invested in developing talent from Latin America. You've invested in a facility there. So many of our players have those roots as well. It's a big day.
Yeah, we've got some special things, a special ticket package for that Sunday, September 22nd, Hispanic Heritage Day. Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. And, you know, people don't realize Milwaukee is a very vibrant and growing Hispanic community. And, you know, we really want to celebrate them and encourage them to come to the ballpark and just celebrate the heritage. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And those games will be important because, you know, even if we do clinch the division, we still want to keep going and
right.
try to get one of the top two records. So, you know, every game matters. And, you know, there's 16 left, and it's kind of crazy to think how fast the season's gone to an end. But a lot of fun and a lot of stressful games ahead.
Brewers in Arizona tonight on the road, then back home for the Phillies next week. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Rick!
And again, as Rick indicated, listen for announcements. We'll have that here for you on 620 WTMJ. Mm-hmm. Yep. Is your home of the Brewers as soon as we know more details about how and when and in what way postseason tickets will go on sale. 7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Ready, hut, hut.
Idea Man.
I can conjugate the verb to be.
Innovator.
Euso le no somos ele xiao. I can do that all day, but I couldn't tell you five other words in the Portuguese language.
Isn't that funny?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I don't know what the rationale is, but if you talk to pretty much any Wisconsin football player that has played in the past, they're going to tell you that they have taken at least a semester of Portuguese.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
LSL. Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, I want to play something for you. You know, we've been talking about Malik Willis, Packers backup quarterback, only in the playbook the last few weeks. Traded for him from the Tennessee Titans. Your friend and ours, Jen Latta from ESPN, did some poking around. Talked to some folks who have followed his career, talked to some folks with the Titans who watched him there in that program for a couple of seasons. And this was the scouting report she got about the guy who's about to start for the Green Bay Packers Sunday.
Struggles with football.
Come on. I don't like that, man.
So a lot of times quotes can be like taken out of context and struggles. What is it? Struggles to play football. I don't know how else that would fit, but that's not a great scouting report. And it doesn't surprise me if that is I'm sure there's more to that, but he was picked, I think, in the second or third round with Tennessee, and Tennessee has not exactly been Green Bay when it comes to quarterback play. So the fact that he had an opportunity and it did not go well in his first run, that doesn't mean there's been plenty of quarterbacks that have struggled and done it. The thing I'm nervous about is what you mentioned in the beginning, and that is he's only been here a couple of weeks. And this is not the same system that he was in before. So there's just a big learning curve, and especially for someone that has been disappointing as far as his career goes with the Tennessee Titans, you have to get that confidence built back up. And the only way to really build confidence up is to have success. And he has not had that. He was going to be cut by the Tennessee Titans. The Packers obviously threw a seventh round pick, and that's how that whole transaction went. So it is a big challenge. The good thing, the good news is he's got a really good group and team around him and a coaching staff that I do believe will understand all of that and try and put him in a position to be successful. But this will be a game that the Josh Jacobs, the Jaden Reed on jet sweeps with Christian Watson, and this defense, I think, will have to carry the load to give Malik Willis a little transition time as he's, you know, getting some reps.
And that could happen, right? I don't think this is, you can't chalk this up as an easy L for the Packers, right?
No.
They could pull this off.
God, no. Absolutely they can. And, you know, quarterback obviously is a huge position, and for long-term sustained success, you need to have that guy. But in this league, you can game plan and find different ways to win. And the Tennessee Titans are not the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they're not the Carolina Panthers, but they are a team that is very – we just saw they were up in Chicago last week, and they blew a 17-point lead. Their offense is not great. Their quarterback does not have a ton of success to build off of. I think this has got to be a Jeff Hafley, this defense – continuing to get and create turnovers. But, yeah, I know I saw that the Las Vegas odds have Tennessee as a road favorite, which is crazy to me, but it just shows you how much Las Vegas values the starting quarterback position. But this is by no means. I would be very disappointed if the Packers can't find a way to beat the Tennessee or the Indianapolis Colts yeah. this weekend. You guys got me all screwed up here with the Colts Titans. This should not be a game that is, you know, just written down as an L.
Boy, and how great would that be, right? You, without your best foot forward, find a way to get a win, which is hard in the National Football League, and then you go in and face Tennessee the next week, and maybe you get your guy back, maybe you don't, but it'd be great for Green Bay. Huge win.
Yeah, it would, and you know, with how this all shakes out, you definitely want to have a home game. You don't want to have to deal with all of that. So the fact that Jordan Love is, you know, sitting there and hopefully, you know, day by day is what we keep hearing. Hopefully he'll be ready for Tennessee. You just got to find a way against this Colts team to figure out how you can get a W, and that's going to be that will be a huge challenge, but it's definitely doable.
We'll break it down on Monday. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet. See you guys.
Struggles with football. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it.